and Beis Ben Aleph, five lines down, which is Lameka tonight. So we have this Machlokes, between Abai and Rabba, in the case of a Kayan, a woman that's usher to him, does he have a Chiyuv Perkuna or not? Okay, Lameka tonight. So Hamadar is Ishtoi, so a person made a netter that his wife is also to have an offer from him. So they can't stay married. And Benishbase, she's been captured. So he has to divorce her because they can't stay married under these circumstances. Since it was his fault, he has to pay her a ksuba. He made the netter. Does he have a key opinion? And the sort of Yeshua says no. Says he's not going to take her back as a wife. Can't say we've seen about who into. So just give her the ksuba now. Let her use the money to pay herself. And Eliezer says, no, that the key of pidyon is there effective, independent of the fact of whether they can stay married or not. Okay. Amar Rabbi Nosson, Shalta is Sumchis. So I asked Sumchis, Shalta Rabbi Yeshua, Nosson looks supposed to be a point of. This in Rabbi Yeshua that he doesn't do pidyon. So what was the case? It was the case because she hidira ulubasef nishbeis, or nishbeis ulubasef hidira. So we saw before the idea that at the moment of pidyon, the moment of being captured, the key of pidyon takes effect. So is Yeshua saying that he doesn't have a key opinion only in a case where the netter preceded the being captured? So at that point in time, by the time she was captured already, he already was not in a mode of having a key for pidyon because she's omed for gerushin. Or he's talking about in a case where even in a case where the moment of being nishbeis, he had a key of pidyon because there was no netter yet, and then he made the netter afterwards, thereby relieving himself from his key of pidyon. Even in a case where the key of pidyon took effect, v'amrli lo shemati.
After he'd been not yet.
No, somebody, the second half is if she was captured before he made the netter. So at that point in time, the chiyuv pidyon is there, and by making the netter, he's relieving himself from his chiyuv pidyon. She was captured before he made the netter. Normally, lo shemati. Someone says, "I don't know. I did not have a masara from him. What he said." But when you're not the Rorim, she dira lebesef nishbeis, that this only is a true in the case where the netter was in place before she was captured. The armet nishbeis lebesef dira, because if you're going to apply Rabbi Shua's din that he's potter from pidyon, even in a case where the netter was after she was nishbeis, also, the roommate, he could take advantage once she's captured, instead of having a mechuyev to pay pidyon, he'll just make the netter and just give her the ksuva, you know, in a case where he wasn't so excited about staying with her anyway, just do that and relieve himself from his pidyon. Okay, so that's the brice. Now, my love, What's the case referring to? We're talking about an Eishes Yisrael, an Eishes Kohen. The Eishes Yisrael, where the Chiyuv is, I'll take you back as a wife. Well, that obviously doesn't apply over here, because he can't take her back as a wife because of the netter. And based on the halachos, you know, we'll have later on in the seventh, they say he's mechuyav to divorce her and pay her ksuba. So the Mor is assuming that there's no argument over there. Even Rabbi Eliezer would hold that he has no chi opinion. So what's the case where they're arguing Beishas Koyen, where he never said he's taking her back as a wife, because he can't take her back as a wife anyway. But he said he'll bring her back safely to the Medina. Does he have a chiyuv pinyan in that situation or not? Argument being that besides the issue of the being nishbeis, there's an independent, other, a separate issue why he can't take her as a wife. So that's mamash armachlok is before, where the woman is usher to the kayin. Is there a chiyuv pinyan under those circumstances? So my love, aren't they arguing b'eishas kayin? The mother Eishes Kohen Kamifliki, and therefore it comes out. Rabbi Damar Kriv Eliezer, Rabbi Damar Kriv Yeshua. So it comes out. Rabbi is saying like Kriv Eliezer that since his commitment in the Chiyuv Ksuva is to bring her back safely to Medina, not to remarry her, for the fact that he can't take her back as a wife, does not relieve his Chiyuv opinion. So there, even though he's mad at her, he still has a Chiyuv opinion. That's Rabbi. And Rabbi says like Kriv Yeshua. The only time he has a Chiyuv opinion is if he, that the only issue preventing him from taking her back is the being a shuya. And over here he has a separate issue besides the shuya. So that's the machlokes. Okay. And some more says lo. Hachem Maskin, and the more says really the case is a totally different issue. It's not connected to the issue of Abai and Rava. The case is like this: Nadra ihi v'kayim lo. So she made a neder in a way that she's going to be usher to him. And he had the power of being made for the neder, and he said, "No way! I'm so happy that you did it." So he had an option of removing the neder. And he, Bedafka, didn't remove the netter. So now they can't stay married because of this netter. So the question is there he? What happened in that situation? Rabbi Eliezer Sover, who knows an etzav inchin now? So the more is using an idiom. Basically, we now look at it as his fault. She bit his finger, yeah. But he stuck his finger in between her teeth. What do you expect? She's going to bite. Of course she's going to bite. It's his fault for sticking the finger in. I.e., he could have been made for the netter, and he chose not. So now it's his responsibility. So he's not going to be relieved from his responsibility because they can't stay married. There is a chi opinion. And Rishua Sabra, he knows that's a ben Chanel. It's her fault. I mean, who has to make the netter to start with? So he's not going to have chiyuvim because of that. The Mor says, 1 second. He nos etzav in shinel ksuva my vidito. So then, why is he chayv in a ksuva? If that's the case that they're arguing about, where she made the netter, and Rishua says we don't look at him as being the one who is responsible. We look at her. So then, in a case where a woman makes a divorce to her husband, there's no chiyuv ksuva, and therefore they have to get divorced. There's no chiyuv ksuva because she's divorcing herself. So that this suggests that you're saying, how can Rishua say there's a chiyuv ksuva? Verses, and furthermore, the price continues and said that the price continued and said, "Amr v'nosan shalati sumchas kashamr Rishua noisin l'ksuvosa." This chiyuv ksuva, this chiyuv that the halacha there's no pidyon, and Rabbi Yeshua said, is it a case of kashidira l'basayf nishpeis, or b'shanishpeis l'basayf hidira? Varmer lo shemati, and he says, I'm not sure. Now, v'idin nadra ihi, if the issue over here was because she made the netter, and we look at her as being responsible. So Mali Hidira Lubsaif Nishbeis, Mali Nishbeis Lubsaif Hidira. What's the difference when it happened, whether she made the netter first before the being a shmir or not? But at the end of the day, they can't stay married because of her action, and so she's held responsible, and it's not the husband's responsibility. So what's the difference when it happened? Okay, Elalim Da'adra Ihu. The Mor says, no, the case has to be that he made the netter. You can't say the case that she made the netter. Okay, so then if that's so, we're back to that the Machlokes of Abaye and Rav is Machlokes Tanoim of Eliezer and Yeshua. So Mor says, but Abaye Matar Sotamei, Rav Matar Sotamei. Both Abaye and Rav will have a way to have themselves not be taking sides in this Machlokes of Rav Yeshua. They can understand the Rav Eliezer and Yeshua, each one according to their approach. So Abaye Matar Sotamei. So Abaye fits very well with Rabbi Eliezer. The shaila is what's written in Yeshua, right? So Abaye's understanding in a case where she's an Eishes Kayan, since he didn't say explicitly, bring her back. That he's going to bring her back to be married to her. He just said he's going to bring her back safely to the country, to the Medina. So this woman, who he can do that. So he has the chiyuv to do that. So what's on Yeshua? Baruch Hashem, Almana Kain Gadol Kliyam Olapligi Dechayv Livdois. We could argue that even Yeshua could agree by the case of Almana Kain Gadol. There's a chiyuv opinion. Yeshua would agree. There's a chiyuv opinion. Mezer said, "Sidali Yisrael Kliyam Olapligi Dechayv Chayv Livdois," because he said, "I'm taking you back home, back to, as a wife," and he can't do that. So there's a chiyuv opinion by Mezer and Sidali Yisrael. Okay. Maresh is kain nami kuliyam olapligi dechayv l'toisa. To have more kain gadol. And furthermore, Zatabaya, I'm going to suggest that Rabbi Shua would agree in the case of a more kain gadol that there would be a key opinion because he is able to fulfill his commitment, which is to bring her back safely, not to take her back as a wife. So he's mukhib to do that, even though she made a netter, even though he made a netter. Ki pligi b'mader eshes Yisrael. Okay, so where's the machlokes? By case of b'mader eshes Yisrael. So l'chara, if it's b'mader eshes Yisrael, so then Rabbi Shua was right. He can't take her back as a wife. So he can't take her back as a wife. So why would he have a chiyuv opinion? So it's on Rabbi Eliezer. So the more Rabbi Eliezer, ozel basa meikara. Rabbi Shua ozel basa b'saif. So when he married her, the chiyuv ksuba really has two moments of the chiyuv pidyon as one of the tanoi ksuba has two moments of taking effect. At the moment of nesuin, he has made a commitment that he must be part of her, and then when she's actually captured, he now that commitment now takes effect, and he has to redeem her. But so when he married her, and he was mechayev himself to pay to her, she there was no netter yet. So he had a chiyuv opinion that commitment that he made to bring her back home and take her back as a wife was valid. So the fact that when she actually was captured, she no longer was mutter to him is irrelevant. The chiyuv opinion is there already from the time of the nesuin. At that point in time, he had a chiyuv. And so Rabbi Shua says, you look at the Mikara, you look at the original moment of the Chiyuv Ksuba. Rabbi Shua says, you look at when it actually is supposed to take effect. Is by the time of when she was captured, he could no longer take her back as a wife because the netter was ready there. So therefore, he's not Chayiv in Pinyan. Rabbi Matarsa Temeh. So Rava learns that by case of Mamon of the Kohen Gadol, the chiyuv of a Kohen is not greater than the chiyuv of Yisrael. And since by Yisrael, in case where she's also to him, he has no chiyuv pidyon. So the case of a Kohen also, even though he doesn't have to take her back as a wife, and he can't take her back as a wife, but, and that's, his chiyuv is not really totally on that. But it means if that's the only issue is the shvuya, then he has a chiyuv pinyon. But the other issues, there's no chiyuv pinyon. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Among the kain gadol, mazer sezinu yisrael kli amal pigi dein al chayv liftois. So everybody agrees that there's no chiyuv pinyon. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees there's no chiyuv pinyon in the case where she has an isser. Ki pligi b'mader bein eshes kain or bein eshes yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer also bosa mikar. Yeshua also bosa b'soif. So in Rabbi Eliezer's version, since at the moment of the suin, he was able to take her back. So therefore, by Yishas Yisrael, he'd have a chiyuv. And therefore, Yishas also they have a chiyuv. Yeshua says, you look at the soif, and the soif, when she's actually captured, he couldn't take her back as a wife, and therefore, Yishas Yisrael, there'd be no chiyuv. And therefore, Yishas Yisrael, there'd also be no chiyuv. Okay. Lada Rashi. Zark Rashi. The matter is each day. The more says Lebek Tanoi, we have this Mechloikis Tanoi, but in case of matter is each day. A matter is each day, the person made a matter that his wife can't have enough from him. So, and then she's captured. So, Rishua says, Poida, Rabbi Shasoy, but the Garsha Machmas and Netter, even though he has to divorce her, he has a key opinion. Rishua says, give her the Ksuva, Vena Poida. Come on, first time, and the more is going to deal with it. What's his argument? Remelson asks Sumchis, is this halacha ibn Ishbeis the Psaif Hedira? Klarmer, so is it only in a case that which Yeshua says? That was Yeshua says. That which Yeshua says is only in a case where the net is in place beforehand. So at the time that she's captured, she's also to him. He can, at the time when the chiyuv pinyon takes effect, she's already also to him. Or even in a case where that he made the netter afterwards. So the second, more gives two options. The first option is only, and the second option is even. Is it only if the netter was there beforehand, or even if the netter came afterwards? The more it sounds like it's either they're both exclusive. It's either the netter was there before it, or the netter only when the netter was there afterwards. That's not correct. Nami Omar, Vavavdika Lamemar, Lohidir Allah, he put him in opinion. In other words, is Rishua going to say his halacha, even in a case where that he only made the netter just to get it off the key opinion, and still Rishua says that he has no key opinion? More says, okay, my love, what's the case? But moderation is great. He's in the case of Iskayan. But currently, he is Ishtai. It was the case of Iskayan. Why? Dibi Yisrael. Salom Rabbi Eliezer. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree in the case of Ishtai Yisrael, he has no key opinion. Why? Shrein Einani Karaba. Tonight, Subas Yisrael. He can't fulfill the key of the key of tonight is I'll take you back as a wife, which he can't do. So obviously, Rabbi Eliezer agree you're not Chayiv in that case. So what's the case? Where over there, all he committed was not to bring her back, take her back as a wife, because he can't. He committed to bring her back safely to the country, so that he could do. So the verse says he's a key pigeon because he could bring her back safely to the country. Can't take her back as a wife, but who cares? You don't need the Baishas kind. And still cover Lazar Pida. Even though there's an independent Isser is causing early Osir Allah that she's ushered to him besides the Shavuya. Rabbi Eliezer holds that doesn't leave, since the language can be fulfilled, he has a key opinion. Rabbi Kribbe Eliezer, it comes out like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kribbe Shua, Damer, Ena Poyda, Hoyle, the Isser, Dabaracha, Garmla. And Rabbi said, and Rabbi Shua is saying, the more suggesting, that since there are independent reasons why he can't take her back as a wife, he has even a kind of lochiv to bring her back. Or it says no. Hachavim Haskinen. Klarmer. Loyalam Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua Laba put to the Bible Rabba Pligi. Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua is Machlak, has nothing to do with Bible Rabba. Vibes Rabba Racha, Shaloya Yere Neder, if there was an independent Isser. which causes a problem. They both can agree with the Abaye or Rabba. The case was a different case. So she made the neder. And he fulfilled it. He supported it. Either shomer yiskayim. He said explicitly it should be in yiskayim. Or he heard it and he refused, and he wasn't made for, which is that, which therefore it takes effect. And we're dealing with a case where he could take her back as a wife. Theoretically, he could take her back as a wife. The shuya issue is not an issue. The only issue is the netter. Time Shua the Kasavar, he nos the etzim in shenel. So she put her finger between her teeth and then bit it off. She created the problem. So the Tanai is, they'll take her back as a wife. Well, why can't they take her back as a wife? Because she did it. So it's her problem. So he's not going to have a key opinion. She didn't yachol the Christ be Israel, but see the into. He can't. There's not a key opinion because he can't take her back as a wife. So therefore, he has no key opinion. Rabbi Elazar Sabar, Shkoyach, you know, but why can't he take her back as a wife? Because he made the mess. So that's, you're not going to relieve him of his key opinion because he made a mess. Who lost the etzabin? It's Bo'ah ben Shinel, Linoshech, Shlohevrlo. He created the problem that he can't take her back as a wife. So therefore, he has a key of opinion. The Gemara says, can't be. The Gemara says, because we have two problems with that. And furthermore, the Reb Nosson's question to Sumchis, Mali Yidir, Lebesev Nishbeis, Holoi Harim, Midi, Shrehi, Hischila Benetter. The whole problem is also the Rume, the whole issue is with, you know, we're going to say, if the issue is him making a netter, we're very worried. We're worried about him playing a game. She's captured. She says, well, great. I want to get rid of her anyway. I'll just make a netter. I won't have a key opinion. But if she made the netter, he has no power over that. So there's no a roommate over there. There's no trick. He's not playing any tricks. She's skilled in the netter. She made the netter. If the case has to be, she made the netter. So Morris says that can't be the pshat. The case, he made the promise. He made the netter. Okay, so he made the netter. We're back to close the bayav rov. Bayav starts to make the meimar love to know. Bayav can explain it according to his approach, and still say he's not dependent on mechlokas tanoim. At kuliyam kavasi kaimi, he can say everybody agrees with him. Mechain rova, rova matar says. I mean, rova will explain it according to his pshat. Everybody agree with rova according to rova. Okay. So, by the case of Eishes Koyin, Abai could say, "Everyone agreed the Chayav Liftois Shere Ani Karabo Ben Mechilas Atanai Ben Mesoif Kiyumoi." Whether at the moment when he originally made the commitment at the time of the marriage, and now when it's actually playing out, the Tanai can be fulfilled because the Tanai Eishes Koyin is about Judah Klimidin Seif. So he can fulfill it tonight. The issue of the and the Abaye is saying both Rabbi Eliezer and Meshua say that the fact that there's another issue besides Shmuya is irrelevant to the Dachi opinion. Okay, so at the time of the original marriage, and now when she's captured, he can't say, I'll take you back as a wife. There's no key opinion. And, Maresh is Koyanami, according to Abaya, they can't argue by Maresh is Koyan. Kajidr is Ishtoy Nami, Shitanai Rishan, Majidr Limasech, who? So at the time of the marriage, Majidr Limasech was true. The time at the end when she's captured, he could take her back to the Medina Seif, even though there's an adder. Rav Shalachal B'Shasa tonight, and the time when it's actually to take effect, it can take effect. I'm sorry, at the time it remained originally, it's valid. And when it comes practically to the he can do it. Therefore, chayav l'dois to the haylo kamon l'kohen gadol. So moderation is koyin is the same thing as mon l'kohen gadol according to Abaye the bichi opinion. And Abaye says that Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua agreed to that. Kipligi be Yisrael she'enu zishtay. The case was when the Yisrael was moderation. Shetzroah rishon. So now the Tanai is not a vajinuch dinaseich. The Tanai is a sinuch l'intu. So the time when he married her was sinuch l'intu hoyer roy local. When he made the Tanai originally, it was valid. But now when it comes down to doing it, he can't do it. So Lezer also busted me Carter. So Lezer says, well, the chiyuv at the time he married her, he had a chiyuv, so that will take effect at the time of the being nishpes. And Rabbi Shua says, you go the basoif. Now practically he can't fulfill the tanai. He's not mukhiv to fulfill the tanai. Rabbi says, everybody agrees by case of the Amon HaKohen Gadol. He's not mechuyev to part of the Amon. Shein ani kara bo adinuch l'medina seich mach mashriya. Because there the issue is, he committed to bring her back safely to the Medina when the only issue is the fact that she's been captured. But over here it's Ela Machmas Dabarach, there's something else causing him to just bring her back to the Medina. That he's not mechuyev to do. Everybody agrees that's for sure a problem. So both by the case of the Ashes Yisrael or Ashes Kayan, at the time of the marriage, there was no netter yet, so the Ashes Yisrael to bring her back as a wife was true. Ashes Kayan to bring her back safely to the Medina, and the only issue would be the fact that she's a Shvuya, also true. So the Mikara, both would be Chayiv. The Basayiv, he can't take her back as a wife. And now there's the Bracha Garam law. So according to the Rabbah, that's a problem. So that's what the Lezer Mishua.
So the Dabar HaKorom law is independent. Is the Dabar HaKorom law independent of who created the Dabar HaKorom
law? No, if she created it, he's not Chayav. But if he created it, so if you go Boser Soif, since he created it, since it's there, even though he created it, Rav Shua says, you're potter.
And what do we pass on the halacha?
We always pass like Rav Shua. Matin Rav Elazar and Rav Shua, we pass like Rav Shua. Matin Rav Rabbi, pass like Rav. Okay.
So we always pass on like Rav Yeshua, so no taint to the Tavay, no Koda.
Correct.
So what?
Which means that he has that capability, that it sounds like, to later make a neder after she's captured, not to.
No, that's from Nelson's question.
Right.
That's also the roommate, that he can't do. So, since at the moment she was captured, there was no neder, that's called the chi opinion took effect, and he can't be mafkia that by making a neder.
So due to this timing issue, I guess.
If the netter was there before she was nishbeis and he was ready, let's say, you know, he had the chiyuv to divorce her because they all just stay married her like right. that, and then she was captured. So he says, fine, give her the ksuba and let her deal with herself.
Right. So due to that netter prior to capture.
It have to be blood, right? That was what Sumchu said is mistaber.
So then, what it ends up is we end up paskin as if it was like Rabbi Eliezer in the place of Rabbi Yeshua for that one case, but it's an as if. It's actually an additional understanding or additional refinement.
Correct.
What?
Okay, so the netter was after the shriya.
You wouldn't have to redo anything.
No, he would have. There, everybody agree with Reb Lezner and Shmuel both say he has to redeem her. If at the time of that she was nishbeis, right, there was no neder, right? Right. Okay. Okay, let's hold it here.